Donald Trump has again threatened Canada with massive tariff hikes. Officially, this aims to force Canada to abandon a trade deal with China.
If Governor Carney thinks he's going to make Canada a drop-off port for China to send goods and products into the United States, he's sorely mistaken.
The use of governor instead of prime minister is deliberate, a reference to a repeated threat from Trump to take over Canada. Tensions have been soaring between President Trump and Mark Carney, and they've significantly intensified since the World Economic Forum, just held in Davos, where the Canadian Prime Minister made a landmark speech criticizing superpowers who tried to impose their policies on others. Donald Trump reacted in his own Davos address.
I watched your Prime Minister yesterday. He wasn't so grateful. Canada lives because of the United States. Remember that.
To which the Canadian leader responded,
"But Canada doesn't live because of the United States. Canada thrives because we are Canadian."
Canadians and observers worldwide have been watching these tensions develop, wondering whether flattery or firmness are more effective when dealing with Donald Trump.
The historian in me says in the long run, appeasing folks who act in bellicose ways like this and react based on threats and have no kind of like long-term strategy, that generally is bad for the entire global environment.
Not all Canadians agree with Mark Carney. Residents in Alberta have issued a petition calling for a referendum on their province leaving Canada. The premier of Alberta is close to Donald Trump, and local authorities have said the referendum could take place. Observers say the independence process is unlikely to pass.